Hello all, me again. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. Well, we've arrived at the end of the Lotus Sutra, where this is not the end of the Lotus Sutra lectures, because we do practice the threefold Lotus Sutra. Threefold meaning the opening sutras, the innumerable meaning sutra, the 28 chapters of the Lotus Sutra proper, and after that we will have the closing sutra, which in this translation is called the Sutra of Contemplation of the Dharma Practice of Universal Sage Bodhisattva. This final 28th chapter of the Lotus Sutra, as you might have guessed by the semi-sequential nature of these chapters following the 22nd chapter, pretty much again that center portion being about every aspect of developing the Bodhisattva way, the Bodhisattva practice, how to live it, what it means, how to practice it, how to behave in society, how to use the merits, the accomplishments, so on and so forth. So these remaining chapters have kind of dug into examples of that program. And the 28th chapter is no different. It kind of is a bit of a wrap-up about the conduct of a bodhisattva. Recollections of the rewards and the advantages of the Bodhisattva way, and what it might feel like to practice the Bodhisattva way in somewhat a predictive sense, because we're definitely shifting at this point toward practice in the distant future, as this is 2600-year-old teaching. We're talking about the fifth 500-year period after the extinction of Shakyamuni Buddha. So we're talking about this latter age, sometimes called Mapo. Anyway, so why don't I just get into it? It's not that long of a chapter. With everything that I've elucidated and talked about with previous chapters, I don't know how much I'll dive into this, but it's kind of hard to stop me, so we'll see how we go. At that time, the Bodhisattva Universal Sage, with his freedom in divine powers, his dignity, virtue, and fame, and accompanied by unlimited, innumerable, incalculable numbers of great bodhisattvas, came from the east. All of the lands through which he passed shook. Treasured lotus flowers rained down, and countless hundreds of thousands of billions of kinds of music played. In addition, he was surrounded by a great assembly of uncountable numbers of various gods, dragons, satyrs, centaurs, asuras, griffins, chimeras, pythons, on and on and on, human and non-human, all displaying dignity, virtue, and divine powers. Dignity, virtue, and divine powers. This is repeated a lot. It is kind of a motto for living. Once again, my nose is giving me fits. I apologize. Allergy season. Arriving at Holy Eagle Peak in this world, he prostrated himself before Shakyamuni Buddha, circled around him to the right seven times, and said to Buddha, "World honored one, in the land of the Buddha, jeweled king of superior dignity and virtue, from a distance I heard the Dharma Flower Sutra, the Myoho Renge Kyo, being taught in this world. I have come with this multitude of countless innumerable hundreds of thousands of billions of bodhisattvas to hear and receive it. Please, World Honored One, teach it to us and tell us how good sons and good daughters will be able to obtain this Myoho-Renge Kyo after the extinction of the Tathagata. So here we are. This is kind of a recap of the story of us, the Bodhisattvas of the Earth. It's no mistake, once again, that the naming convention of this Bodhisattva, Universal Sage, speaks to all of our potential for wisdom. So this is all of our potential for wisdom, being attracted by the one vehicle teaching to once again immerse ourselves in this teaching. This is how, it's not really hyperbole, but this is how the skillful means of using a fable-like or parable-like discourse is used to demonstrate a point. The Buddha replied to the Universal Sage Bodhisattva, if any good sons or good daughters meet four conditions, after the extinction of the Tathagata, they will obtain this Myoho-Renge Kyo. The first is to be protected and kept in mind by the Buddhas. The second is to plant roots of virtue. The third is to join those who are headed for awakening. And the fourth is to be determined to save all beings. After the extinction of the Tathagata, any good son or good daughter who meets these four conditions will be certain to acquire this sutra. So there you go. The prerequisites aren't very hard. Basically, behave with dignity and virtue, right? You don't have to be especially gifted. You don't have to be especially smart. Again, Buddhism is more about attitude and intent, okay? So, if your attitude is one of dignity, which doesn't mean self-dignity, but dignity in general of everything, and then virtue kind of follows from that, doesn't it? Virtue means that you're not, you don't just think of yourself when you see others struggling with anything from picking up a piece of paper to trying to handle emotional distress. You empathize. You offer your support, right? Then Universal Sage Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, World Honored One, in the last 500 years of the corrupt evil age, I will protect whoever receives and embraces this sutra, free them from weakness and disease, give them peace and comfort, and make sure no one takes advantage of them. Neither the devil, the devil's sons, the devil's daughters, the devil's followers, nor anyone controlled by the devil, and neither satyrs, ogres, kumbandas, man-eating goblins, succubi, incubi, vampires, nor any other beings who torment people will be able to take advantage of them. So this is us. This is now. This is the evil age, quote unquote. And the devils are all the things that detract us from being virtuous, dignified humans. So he's offering his protections not just to any dignified, virtuous beings, but those of us who are seeking the Bodhisattva way. Not that he doesn't care about the others. What he's saying specifically in this statement is that I will especially devote myself to protecting those who are embarking on the way while I help others come to this, right? That's the Bodhisattva way. Whenever such people, whether walking or standing, read and recite this sutra, I will mount the white six-tusked king of elephants and with a multitude of great bodhisattvas go to where they are. Showing myself, I will make offerings to them and protect them, putting their minds at ease. This is because I want to serve the Myoho-Renge Kyo, the Dharma Flower Sutra. So who is it who's doing this? This is our innate wisdom, right? Our universal sage mind. Right? Keep remembering, this is a personage of an aspect of ourselves. So whenever any such person sits, ponders this sutra, I will also mount the white king of elephants and show myself to them. If any such person forgets even a single phrase or verse of the Myoho Renge Kyo, I will teach it to them and read and recite it with them so that they can learn it once again. At that time, anyone who receives, embraces, reads, and recites the Myoho Renge Kyo will be able to see me and will be filled with joy and have their devotion renewed. Through seeing me, they will acquire the concentrations or incantations called the revolving incantation, the hundreds of thousands of billions of revolutions incantation, the skill in Dharma sounds incantation. They will acquire all these kinds of incantations. Myoho Renge Kyo. So this is our sage wisdom, always there at the ready to awaken if we just make effort. It all comes flooding back, right? World-honored one, later in the 500-year corrupt and evil age, if there are monks, nuns, laymen, or laywomen who seek, accept, embrace, read, recite, or copy this Myoho Renge Kyo, who want to study it and put it into practice, they should single-mindedly devote themselves to it for 21 days. After the 21 days are completed, I will mount the white elephant with six tusks and, with countless bodhisattvas surrounding me, appear before those people in a form that all the living delight to see, and teach the Dharma for them, demonstrating and teaching it, enriching them, and giving them joy. Moreover, I will give them incantations, and because they have these incantations, no non-human will be able to injure them, nor any woman beguile them. Also, I myself will always protect them. Please, world-honored one, permit me to make these incantations. And then pressing in the presence of the Buddha, he made an incantation. Blah, 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 blah. World-honored one, if any bodhisattva hear this incantations, they should know the divine powers of universal sage. When the Myoho Renge Kyo moves through Jambudvipa, if there are some who... receive and embrace it, let them think to themselves, this is all due to the mighty divine powers of the universal sage. If any receive and embrace it, read and recite it, remember it correctly, understand its meaning, and practice it as taught, they should know that they are doing the work of universal sage. They have planted good roots deeply under innumerable countless Buddhas, and their heads will be touched by the hands of Tathagatas. So this is our own innate wisdom talking to us, right? And the incantations, they're exhortations that are in praise. They're in praise of the Buddha wisdom, the path to the Buddha wisdom, the Buddha way, the Bodhisattva way, their appreciations that we've encountered this way. On our line, in our lives, while here, in this age. And all of the sundry benefits that we get from the Bodhisattva way. If they do no more than copy it, when their lives come to an end, they will be born in the heaven of the 33 gods. On that occasion, 84,000 goddesses performing all kinds of music will come to welcome them. Wearing crowns of the seven precious materials, they will amuse and enjoy themselves among those goddesses. How much more so those who receive and embrace it, read and recite it, remember it correctly, understand its meaning, and practice it as taught. Now, there's going to be a lot of us in the West who are going to read this kind of thing. And immediately think, It's like the Muslims, you know, they go off, they get 27 versions, or the Christians go off and sit at the right hand of God or the left hand or whatever. Or the Mormons, you know, they go to a new planet that's all cool and everything. Whatever. There's so much mythology in the West and in the East. But please understand that, once again, you know, don't forget that what you're reading is a parable, a fable, an impersonation of aspects of human consciousness, experience. Okay? This going off to heaven isn't going off to a Buddha land. It isn't going off to another place. It isn't somewhere in the universe or outside the universe. It is in the mind. This is the only place we exist. So what he's saying is that we're going to have a pleasant death experience. That as we leave this corpus, as we leave this human samsaric experience, we won't feel tortured. We won't feel or maybe another way to say it is whatever, if you practice fully the Bodhisattva way and really embrace and read and recite and study Myoho Renge Kyo, then ideally when you leave this life, when your body is extinguished, there is no pain, there is no suffering. There is only the delight that you've left all that behind, along with your body. I'm done with all that. Now, whether you want to believe this or not, I've heard many stories of people whose corpses have kind of an archaic Greek smile, okay, just a look of contentment on their faces. The point is that you don't die in distress. The reason humans die in distress is because they believe they missed something. The entire practice of Buddhism is telling you that this is it. Don't miss it while you're in it. Awaken to the fact that you're in it and it's amazing. And then when you leave it, you will have fully experienced it, so there's no regret. There's no fear. There's no, I didn't do it. I got it. I got it. I got it. You don't go anywhere. If anything, you cease going, because that's what samsara is. Coming and going. There is no coming and going. So when you exit this body, you stop samsara and all of this falderall of coming and going. It's a relief. It's a release. Universal sage, after the extinction of the Tathagata in the last 500 years, if anyone sees someone who receives and embraces, reads and recites the Myoho Renge Kyo, they should think this person will soon go to the place of the way, destroy the devil's multitudes, attain supreme awakening, turn the Dharma wheel, beat the Dharma drum, blow the Dharma conch, and pour down the rain of the Dharma. Such a person should sit on the lion's seat of the Dharma in the midst of the great assembly of human and heavenly beings. Universal sage, whoever in the future ages receives and embraces, reads and recites this sutra will no longer be greedy for or attached to clothes, bedding, food and drink, or other necessities of life. Their wishes will not be in vain. In the present life, happiness will be their reward. Suppose someone disparages them, saying, "You are only crazy. Pursuing this way in vain will never get you anything." The consequence of such an offense is blindness for generation after generation. But if anyone makes an offering to and praises them, they should obtain visible rewards in the present world. Again, if anyone sees someone who receives and embraces this sutra, and exposes their faults, whether true or false, such a person will be afflicted with leprosy in their present life. If they disparagingly smirk them, for generations after generation, their teeth will be sparse or completely missing. Their lips will be ugly, their nose flat, their hands and feet deformed, their eyes squinty. Their body will stink and be filthy with evil sores and bloody pus, and they will suffer from water in the belly, shortness of breath, and other severe illnesses. Therefore, universal sage, if anyone sees someone who receives and embraces this sutra, they should get up and greet them from afar, as if they were paying reverence to the Buddha. With this chapter on the encouragement of universal sage Bodhisattva was taught, when this chapter was done, innumerable, incalculable Bodhisattvas, equal in number to the sands of the Ganges, mastered the incantation, which has hundreds of thousands of billions of uses, and Bodhisattvas, equal in number to the particles of dust in 3,000 great thousandfold worlds, became perfect in the way of universal sage. When the Buddha taught this sutra, everyone in the whole great assembly, universal sage and the other Bodhisattvas, Shariputra and the other Shravakas and the gods, dragons, humans, and non-humans, was filled with great joy. Receiving and embracing the Buddha's words, they paid their respect to him and left. And that's the end of the sermon in the sky. So, next up, a contemplation, a meditation, if you will, on the practice after the Buddha's passing of the Myoho Renge Kyo. It's just one chapter, but it's a lengthy one, so it will probably constitute more than one video. But congratulations. You've learned how the Buddha teaches. You've learned what the teachings mean. You've learned how to inculcate the teachings in your daily life, how to live a value-creating life, how to be a good person, how to be released from suffering, how to live a really wonderful life, how to find and appreciate the preciousness and the amazing fortune of being born, of being in samsara. Samsara is enlightenment. Enlightenment cannot happen anywhere else but in samsara. Wow, who would have thought? Shakyamuni taught this 2,600 years ago, centuries, millennia ago. Still, people resist. The logic, the beauty of this teaching, it's just, it doesn't take anything but doing. And the doing isn't hard work. It's not shoveling ditches forever. It's mental work, arresting the monkey mind, seeing with calm, detached, yes, but appreciative, deeply appreciative, vision, beauty, compassion. How fulfilling. That's Buddhism. Let me know your thoughts. I deeply appreciate you joining me on this journey, listening to me. I hope that some of my words found little spaces in you that somehow, I don't know about inspire, but hopefully helped connect you to the beautiful simplicity and the awesome power of this teaching. That's all I care about. So thank you for allowing me to express those thoughts to you and comment, tell me what you think. Help somebody else come to this. Don't force people, because human beings, we're like that little puppy that you put the sock in their mouth and all they know to do is to try to pull it away from you. And they can't just relax and come up and get petted. They have to have that challenge. That's kind of how we're built, samsara. But that tremendous energy and will can be used for realization as well. So don't fault it. Be aware of it. Be gentle. Be kind to yourselves and everyone around you. Thank you. And we'll see you next time. Dhammo Pasancho, please. Namu Myo Ho Renge Kyo Namu Myo Ho Renge Kyo Namu Myo Ho Renge Kyo Namu. Thank you so much.